Hi!
Welcome in.
Welcome in.
That's a good way to start it. We are, this is the Can't Be Bothered podcast.
We're doing it live.
Live, not for you guys, but today it is.
We're live in person.
What are we on? How are we live?
We're not live.
Okay.
I'm just recording.
Okay.
Not for the people listening, it's not live, but today it's live. Yeah, live from the booth in apartment 7. I'm Derek. Sitting across from me is AJ.
Faust in the house.
Sitting to my left. Special surprise guest. I didn't think he'd be here today.
Surprise guest.
What up, homies and homettes?
It's Mr. James Elizondo.
We were just talking about... I've never been to a Blue Jackets
game. Yeah, never been to a Blue Jackets game. So I had season tickets last year, and it's a good time. I've been a huge hockey fan my whole life. And... finally bought season tickets for Columbus last year, and
were they good?
Yeah, nah, they were all right. I mean, made the playoffs, it was all right, but I enjoyed myself. And I was a huge Red Wings fan as a child in the
90s.
Yeah, Steve Yzerman, you know, growing up and everything. And the Wings won the Stanley Cup a couple different times. I think it was 96 or 97, 98 is what it was in the 90s. And so it was nice, you know, and everything. And then Columbus got a team in 2000. And John McConnell, you know, bringing the heat, bringing the pain.
Yeah.
You know?
You are just a wealth of Ohio sports knowledge.
And it's funny that we talk about it because I was at a wedding last Saturday for a friend of mine. She's originally from Wisconsin. I was talking to her dad, and he was asking me about the Blue Jackets. And he's like, oh, is that an NHL team? And I was like,
yeah,
man, that's a real NHL team. Yeah. So
it's also a park.
It's also Blue Jacket
here
Park.
In Belfountain, Ohio.
It's also a park.
It's where the Belfountain Chieftains play their home baseball and softball games. So exactly,
well, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, but there are a multitude of people that don't realize that Columbus has a professional hockey franchise
And football. With a U. With a U.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Used to have an arena league, but not anymore. But we're going to make it to a Blue Jackets game. Just got an email, actually, about a fan pack. So we're going to go to a Blue Jackets game. We'll sit on the fifth line, and we'll be good to go.
For anybody that's going to be listening to this, we're just winging it. This is podcast number one,
Uno.
Episode one.
Uno.
Yeah, man. Just here for the beer.
So we're just
multilingual, as long as it's English.
That just reminds me. So this girl I was talking to, it's a funny story. She was trying to say ambidextrous.
Oh, yes.
And she kind of like stopped like before she got to that word. I know what word she was trying to say. She was trying to say ambidextrous.
Yeah, clearly.
She said multidextrous.
Which is fair.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Bless her sweet little heart.
Like gorillas. You know, they're ambi meaning two, right?
Yeah, but they're...
They could use their feet.
What is it? Quad?
Sure, they're multidextrous.
Obviously,
right?
That makes sense.
For whatever
she
reason,
was wrong.
She was very
wrong. Obviously wrong.
And it upset me to the point I was just like, the hell did you just say
that's
to me?
That's fine.
And I was like, I want to see you try and figure this out.
Yeah, no.
And she couldn't.
Can't use Google.
I don't want to be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Multidextrous. Yeah. It's not even like the proper pronunciation.
Not even kind
of the word.
I mean, ballpark. I mean, same ballpark if she was like in the parking lot across the street from the ballpark. That's how close to the ballpark.
That close.
She was right.
It's fair.
You can see it.
Yeah, she can see it, but not really. No. There's UFC fights on tonight.
There are UFC fights on tonight. What's the big draw tonight?
Main card is a Korean Zombie versus Yair Rodriguez.
Korean Zombie. I heard a rumor that his first fight after his, you know, because your Korean military career.
Yeah, he served 4 years in that.
Did he not totally blitz somebody?
Yeah.
Right out
blitzed,
the gate.
Blitzed Dennis Bermudez.
All right. The Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, no.
Is that what he's called? He is now.
It'd be cooler if he
was.
But he's fighting Yair Rodriguez. He was supposed to fight Frankie Edgar. Frankie Edgar.
What happened?
Had to pull out of the fight.
Why?
Frankenstein. Gosh.
Son of a
bitch.
Too many cheeseburgers?
No, I think he blew out his bicep.
Oh,
okay, no. That'll do it.
Oh, he's also 35.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like Peepaw Adam.
Old Peepaw
Adam. Getting to be my age.
Yeah.
Old Gray Fox over there.
You're 31.
I'll be 32 in 4 weeks.
Oh.
So,
You're closer to 60 than when you were born today.
That's true. I am closer to 60.
Co-main is Don Cerrone versus Mike Perry.
Ah.
That one's interesting.
Mike Perry.
You did this the last time, hey, bud.
I know I did. Did he win?
Yeah, he did, actually.
Hey.
Here's the thing. I'm rooting for Cerrone. I'm a big Cerrone fanboy. So if you sing that, I'm going to throw you out the window.
Well, here's the thing with those. Cerrone is probably... He's probably related to Madame Zeroni, as in Hector Zeroni, as in Holes, right?
I don't think that's true.
I'm not following.
You ever seen the movie or read the book Holes?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I know what you're talking about.
Madame Zeroni, you got to carry that pig up the mountain.
Spark knows it.
This was something I've noticed about you, man. You just have, like, you're a smart person. I'm
going
to say this.
We'll go with that. A lot of shit going on up here.
Just a lot of dumb shit in your head. A lot of useless. Yeah, not saying that's a bad thing.
Hey, Adam. No. Tuesdays. Come down to Dayton. I need someone to help me with my trivia because I keep getting last place.
See?
I need a ringer.
There you go.
I need a ringer.
I got you.
You're invited. You're cordially invited. There you go.
Madame Zeroni.
At the Oregon Express.
At the fucking pizza place.
The pizza place. Best pizza ever.
There you go.
Also, there's another guy fighting. His name is Luis Pena.
And his nickname, I've heard
of this guy. No. His nickname is Violent Bob Ross. And when you see a picture of him, you'll see why.
Do we have violent little trees instead of happy little trees? Is that the deal?
I'm sure.
I'm gonna have to Google this guy.
What's his name? Violent Bob
James,
Ross.
Just look James, up look that Luis up. Pena.
James, look that up for
me. We got a video.
We got our producer over here. James, looking it up for us.
Let's look it up.
Violent Bob Ross.
Images. Images or video?
You want Luis Pena.
So why do they call him Bob? Like I don't get it.
The massive like fro man. Look at him. It's Bob Ross.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, no,
that's not right.
It's actually pretty.
Did he name himself that?
I don't know.
I hope not.
You can't name yourself.
You can't give yourself
a nickname. Like Faust in the House? It's not me, man. It just came from someone else. Did like it just really? It happens.
My dad says that all the time.
Yeah, of course your dad does because he's a fine American.
He's like, what are you doing? He's like hanging out with Adam.
Radio.
He's like, Faust in the House. He gives me a hug. He's so happy. I'm like, I know, Dad.
Exactly.
It's a good name. It's a good name. Not a bad name.
So we discussed earlier this week,
sure,
Derek, that I might be incredibly pissed off.
If
the Buckeyes lost today, but they did not.
Well, they didn't. And also...
They almost did.
But they look like shit.
Well...
As they have for the last 4 weeks. So...
I also... I didn't get to watch the game. I had to work today.
Yeah, I was actually asleep.
You didn't miss anything.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So I was... the first quarter was scoreless. Mm-hmm. So I was like, screw this. I'm going to take a nap. Because I got this...
That's what old men do on Saturdays.
Exactly. See, that's what old guys do. That's what we do.
Oh, peepaw at him.
So I keep my hair
3
short.
O'clock, you've been up for about 7 to 12 hours. Because you're waking up at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Dude, that's fucked up? Yeah. Today, at 4:45, I woke up.
Yeah,
I
was like,
God, Saturday.
You know, I do normally eat dinner about 4:30, so that's fair.
I pet my three cats.
Get that early bird special.
I turn on the PBS.
I get the... NPR.
I go to
NPR. That's not bad.
I go to the local Ponderosa.
It's like two left in the United States, but I know where both of them
one's
are.
One's in Sydney, isn't it?
I think so. I think so.
There was at one time.
I need to go there.
No, you don't.
That's true.
You really don't.
They had a good buffet. They had a good buffet.
Dude, they have a great buffet.
That's what
we had it in Bell Fountain, and now it's Iron City, and I just spent all my money there on beer instead of chicken nuggets. So
I love Iron City, though.
There you go.
Love that bar. It's great.
It's a great place to drink.
Back to the Buckeyes.
Anyway, back to the Buckeyes.
What's the biggest problem with the Buckeyes?
The fucking defense.
Defense.
Okay. Was specifically
secondary.
The secondary.
Yeah. Young secondary, I feel like.
Very young, actually. It's really weird because back, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, you know, we had guys like Bradley Roby who, okay, shaky here or there, but made it to the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember the 2012 Michigan game. I was actually there. First Michigan game of my life. It was awesome. It was great. Rushed the field after we won. 12 minute season. Whatever. But Bradley Roby looked like shit in that game.
Yeah.
He would run circles around these guys right now. Like Jeffrey Okuda. Terrible.
These guys suck. They've always had... I mean, even if when they were... Their secondary was subpar. I mean, you can go back to 2002 season. I could always name a Dustin Fox.
Oh, yeah. You get like a Mike Doss.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I work a lot of weekends, and I obviously have one weekend out of the month, my military obligation. I couldn't tell you one person on that secondary.
Jeffrey Okuda, that's the one I can name.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
They're just terrible, man. It's like Swiss cheese, man. There's so many holes in the whole defense, and it's just fucking terrible. And, I mean, the defensive line isn't bad. I mean, we've got Chase Young And you know, with Nick Bosa not being here anymore. Yeah. I mean, I think we're past that now. It's over.
By all means, young man, go ahead.
The hangover is gone. It's done. It's fine. If anybody's still thinking about Nick Bosa being a thing on this team, it's fine.
Yeah.
But we've got a fairly decent defensive line, but the fucking secondary, and I mean even the linebackers, just the whole. We just need to revamp the whole thing. I think it's a coaching change.
I
really do.
You talking coordinator or head coach?
Well,
purge it.
You know what?
Purge it.
I don't know.
We need a good purge.
Because I'll put this at you. So let's look at the 2012 season, Urban's first year.
Yeah. Not his team.
Not his team, but his team, right? So let's look at, you say, like the Michigan game, for example. We ended up winning that game 26-20 that year. You know, post game. Okay, Urban, how do you feel about this? Well, you know, we won the game, but we got a few things we got to take care of here and a few things we got to take care of. He was very critical on every aspect of the offense, of the defense, of his baby, the special teams, which have been just horrendous ever since he showed up, as much as he talks about how great his special teams are and how, you know, you got to earn your spot and all this other stuff. But it just blows my mind that, you know, where he started, you know, he went 24-0.
Yeah.
To start. Like, his first 24 games, he won.
He won.
And every game, there was we got to fix this, we got to fix that. Dude, we beat fucking Miami like 50-6 in 2012, and he still had issues with the offense. He still had issues with the defense. Post-game, last week, against a 2-7 fucking Nebraska team that we only beat by 5 points. Well, you know, the defense is getting there, and I think we're getting better, and blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, he's making excuses, and it's fucking bullshit.
I don't think...
And that's what I don't understand.
I don't think... And I don't... Look, I don't know. This is all speculative. But I don't think he's healthy, A. He's had his health problem, which he's...
For a while.
He's been open about, which is fine.
I mean, that's how we got him in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And also, I think there's a lot of tension within the coaching staff.
Oh, of course.
You get. Look, there's a lot of former head coaching egos on that coaching staff.
Yeah, you got Tom Wilson. You got Greg Schiano. Okay, and then you got these up-and-comers. You got Ryan
Day. I thought it was Kevin Wilson.
What did I say? Tom Wilson?
Tom Wilson.
Is a hockey player. Sorry.
Yeah. Kevin Wilson.
Kevin Wilson from Indiana. Yep. You got Greg Schiano, who used to coach Rutgers. He's in the NFL for a while.
Yeah, for
real. And you got these up-and-comers. You got Ryan Day.
I think.
Mm. And then the whole fucking Zach Smith, the whole Zone 6.
Yeah, a lot of...
debacle that happened, right? I think that fucked with his brain. I really do.
I don't think... I think we lose possibly 3 games this year. Because who do we have left?
Maryland. Next week.
Okay.
And then
that team. Oh, then? Really?
No.
No, we beat...
This is going to be a possible third loss.
We beat Sparty today.
If they lost against Sparty.
We got Maryland next week.
But then again, how good is Maryland?
Then we get that... Maryland sucks, dude.
What's the record?
So does Nebraska.
And so does Purdue.
All right.
Just saying.
Maryland's 5.
But it is home, though. But it is home.
Maryland's 5-5.
What?
They lost to Indiana today.
Chip and chair.
Right, chip and chair. That's all you need. But we got Maryland next week, and then we got that team up north on...
Michigan.
Thank you.
Go Blue.
I'm the one Michigan fan in the room. What are you even doing here?
The day after Black Friday.
I invited myself.
So, and then potentially if we went out, we go to the Big Ten Championship.
Yeah, right? Yes.
And right now it's up in the air. Like, it could be,
Iowa?
I think last week check is, well, Iowa's beating Northwestern.
Yeah, I think they did.
Like, as of right now, Iowa and Northwestern are playing, and I'm pretty sure Iowa's winning. So it's probably going to be Iowa, which, lest we forget, 55-24 fucking lost last year to Iowa.
That was at Iowa.
Yeah.
What did I say last 2 weeks ago?
Now they're losing, 14-10.
Who is it? Iowa's losing?
Yeah, Nebraska.
Okay, so who knows?
If there's two teams.
1 minute left, by the way.
If there's two places I don't like playing at, if I'm Ohio State, for whatever reason,
Iowa
and fucking Purdue. What is it about those two places?
It's just...
They're not big.
Okay, first of all...
Iowa's Iowa.
Okay, Purdue has that massive drum. You just can't take your eyes off of it. Okay?
Dude,
it's the world's largest drum.
It's a high school field.
You can't take your eyes off of it. It's like, it's like playing at Aki Sports Stadium.
Legitimately. You can't see the people at the top. You can't see people at the top of the stadium because it's dark.
They got four lights. The four lights, yeah.
Star Trek.
Exactly. But like, that fucking drum is so big. Like, these wide receivers are like, oh, I got to catch the ball. But look at that fucking drum. That is a marvel of human history. And that's what it is, man. Indiana. Dude, anywhere.
I get you're being silly. You know? But fuck that drum, dude. That drum's gay.
Yeah, fuck that drum. Anybody that was in Marching Band, all right.
I wasn't.
Done. I was. All right.
How big is this drum that we speak of?
It's the world's largest drum.
20 feet tall, man. It's fucking huge. It's not that big. Hey Siri. How big is the Purdue drum?
I'm a back checker.
I found something on the web about how big is the Purdue drum. Check it out.
Thanks, Siri. Thanks. All right, we're Siri-ing this right now. It is the world's largest drum. And
7 feet, 3 inches in diameter.
It's like, yes.
How big?
7 feet, three
that's
inches.
That's not even impressive. My dick's that big. Jesus Christ, what are we talking about here?
But. It's 3 feet and 9 inches wide.
Oh!
Girth does matter.
It's got some girth.
Girth does matter.
It's got some girth.
He said 20 feet, and it's a big NBA player.
I mean, while we're there, the University of Texas has a drum called Big Bertha, which is 8 feet tall.
What?
Well, the University of Texas.
And Missouri has a drum called Big Mo, which is 9 feet tall. So you know what, Purdue? Purdue.
Suck it.
They can't do anything besides beat OSU. It sucks, man.
They can't. Michigan can't even say that.
They're also part of the weirdest...
Not for a while they can't. Not for a long time.
The weirdest name of a college ever. Indiana University, Purdue University of Indianapolis.
Well, that's a different school.
I know it is, but...
Oh, but they're part of it.
But they're
Indiana University.
Purdue University Ooey-pooey. Of Indiana.
Yeah. They make the, you know, they make the basketball tournament once in a while.
Every now and then.
I got to pick them. IUPUI. I've been there. Have you ever been there?
No, my aunt.
Where's that? What state?
It's an Indy. hence the name Indiana University, Purdue University of Indianapolis. Yeah, I've been there. It's actually in downtown Indy. It's right down from there's a convention center.
Okay,
down
okay,
there,
okay,
and there's
okay.
a there's a bar, Shula's Bar. Yeah. By the way, you can get a healthy 3 fingers of Johnny Walker Blue for $40.
Just a steal.
Just throwing it out
That's
there.
A steal.
I've done that myself.
First time I had that, I was in Singapore.
Yeah, dude, it's so good, man. I was actually almost bought some at Kroger tonight, but here we are. But yeah, anyway, fuck Purdue.
Yeah.
First of all right. So while we're talking,
I'm not
about
a boilermaker.
But yeah, I mean, so Ohio State's got some shit they got to work on. But I'm really worried about Michigan. I really am. I'm not worried about Maryland. I'm worried about their fucking ugly helmets walking in with their fucking Maryland State
flags
or something. Just weird shit. Right? I'm super worried about the Wolverines.
Oh, we're not going to beat them.
No. The only way Michigan's going to win, count me now, they have to score 35 points. Because it's going to be scored.
They will.
No, they're handily.
Yeah, we gave up 49 to Purdue, man. We gave up 31 to Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know, Michigan hasn't been scoring too many points over 35.
Okay, cool.
That's what I'm saying. OSU's
they
scored
42 against Sparty, and we only scored 26 against Sparty. By the way,
that's true.
Common opponents, if you want
to. Yeah, but you're not. They're not playing. They're playing at the shoe, though. They're playing at the shoe.
That's like MMA. That's like MMA math, man. That annoys.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, this is not like the transitive postulate or whatever, but I mean, it works. Okay,
it happens.
It fucking works. Like Michigan State is not that good. We could have easily put up 50 on them. We only put up 26 today. It was just a fucking terrible game. That's what it was.
Yeah,
but I think Ohio State loses to Michigan this year. As much as I hate to say it,
I do too. And you know what? It might not happen. Well, here's the thing. I'm not either. But I feel like with the way that... I mean, what? We won the last 11?
Yeah, it's like 11 out of 12.
Let's fucking refresh our... Let's refresh the rivalry a little bit.
2003.
We lost.
And then 2011.
Did we lose? That was Fickle's year.
Yeah, because we went to the Gator Bowl.
90s were pretty bad.
Against Florida. I was at the Gator Bowl. Oh, I just got an update from Bumble that someone likes me, so we'll have to check that out later.
Let's talk about that.
But Ohio State lost to Michigan in 2003 and then 2011. So since the year 2001, we've lost twice.
Yeah.
In what, 17 matchups?
Yeah.
So we're 15-2.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it.
If we lose to Michigan and Michigan goes to the playoff and like we go to a Rose Bowl instead of getting our asses kicked.
Who would we play in the Rose Bowl?
Who would we play in the Rose Bowl? Probably a Washington State.
You don't think the person that loses the Big Ten Championship wouldn't go to the Rose Bowl?
They would. That's what I'm saying. Michigan would end up going to the top. No, they'd take Ohio State over
whoever they play. Nebraska.
Yeah. Dude, if it's it'd be Northwestern or Iowa. Wisconsin fucking sucks. Yeah. Wisconsin's terrible.
That's what I'm asking. If you don't make it to that game, you're gonna go to the loser of
the Big Ten Championship. If Michigan wins over say Northwestern, are you kidding me? TV ratings, ABC, Pasadena, they're gonna take Ohio State over Northwestern every time.
Yeah, you're not.
Every time. Because Northwestern's such a small market school. I mean, they're in Chicago, but they're such a small market school.
It is.
Ohio State is the largest brand in the country. They have the largest alumni base in the country.
Yeah.
Everywhere I've gone, all around, even when we were in Chicago last summer, you and I, James, we went to a Buckeye Backer bar.
Yeah,
I was in Dallas 3 years ago. Buckeye Backer bar.
Yeah.
Like, they're all over.
My dad's best friend lives in Atlanta.
Exactly.
There's a fucking Buckeye
bar. There's a Buckeye bar everywhere. So yeah. who are they going to take for ratings? For fucking, I mean, everything. That's just what it is. And I mean, it sucks for Northwestern, for Iowa.
Or whoever. Whoever that team
is. But it is what it is. Also, you're going to take a, what, potentially 7-5 Northwestern loser of the Big Ten championship game over a, what, 10-2 Ohio State Buckeye team?
Yeah. You know what I think they need to do?
What are we talking about?
This is good way, because we're about 21 minutes in. Boy, time flies when you're having fun,
time
guys.
Time flies when you're having fun.
They need to redo the divisions.
I agree.
I think. So let's take a look at these divisions.
Let's look at these divisions.
And let's do some
legends and leaders.
But they should always have the last football game. Michigan versus OSU.
Every time. It doesn't matter.
That's how it was when we had them in separate divisions, when it was legends and leaders.
It needs to be a
because Ohio State lost their first two Big Ten matchups in 2011. Mm-hmm. They still had a chance to win the division.
Oh yeah,
yeah, because they hadn't played in divisional games yet. It's like Indian Lake High School, by the way. This year they were 3-7 for their whole season. Still won a share of the CBC. What was it, Mad River Division title?
Whatever side it was.
Yeah, whatever side they're on. The Mad River Division.
The Mad
title.
River. You're saying, the like, Mad River and the
whatever. It's the. The fuck is it? It's the Mad River and the... I don't know.
I'm not looking that up. That does not work.
Kenton Trail.
Yeah,
That's right. Because you got the small schools.
All right, so this is what we got.
Urbana, whoever. You get the big schools. Anyway.
So, the West is...
Wisconsin.
Illinois. We got Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin. The East is Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State, and Rutgers.
So the East is obviously better.
Stacks.
They need to move one of those teams.
So
I'll trade.
Are we wanting to make it a little more balanced?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Throw Purdue over.
Get her East and West. That's
so dumb. You get rid of. Okay. So if you guarantee two games that are crossover every year,
I say you move.
Right. You move Michigan.
You move Michigan.
You put Michigan and Ohio State in separate conferences or divisions. Right. Right.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Yeah, that has to make sense.
That would make sense. That would make a Big Ten tournament even better.
Well, no,
I mean,
if you're going
to... No,
play
each other twice, possibly.
Here's why that doesn't work, because they're 7 times out of 10, they're going to play each other twice in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so what is it? Is it Oklahoma?
I say Purdue.
They don't have... They don't have separate divisions anymore.
Okay, but the Big 12 is already doing it. Like, Oklahoma and West Virginia, they play the last week of the season... 2 weeks from now, and then they're already locked in to play for the Big 12 championship.
Right, but that's not a rivalry.
What's the fucking problem?
And that normally doesn't happen either.
But what's the problem?
It's not a rivalry game like Ohio State and Michigan.
And it's not going to happen.
And for us, look, for us, that's great.
I don't care. Like, I'd be okay with it. Like, let's play twice in a row.
Yeah, but then you have, like, the kind of politics of, like, the other. There's fucking 12 other schools, 11 other schools.
Okay, cool. What the fuck is Rutgers going to say?
Well, Rutgers isn't going to say anything, but Penn State might. Michigan State
then
might.
Win your fucking games, Penn State. Look, what's the problem here?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
All right.
I say you keep Michigan and Ohio State on the same side. You move Penn State over, and then you give us...
Penn State's
But it makes sense,
you'd have two strong teams, so you'd have to move Penn State over, and then we would take, like, Illinois.
Yeah, I'll take Illinois.
Right? Or Minnesota. Well, you gotta
You gotta trade a strong shitty school.
So, yeah, exactly. So who's the obvious, like, brand in the West? Wisconsin. Right? That's who's the obvious number two brand in the West?
Nebraska.
Is it Nebraska?
I think so. Not recent.
Okay.
But I would say that.
Well, not recently.
But all the time, they're good. Yeah, they're good.
That's fair. Okay, they stay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Who are the obvious two brands in the East? Ohio State and Michigan. Okay, cool.
But then
so who's number three?
Michigan State.
Penn State or Michigan?
Penn State. Okay, so we move Penn State. Who sucks? Illinois.
Give us Illinois or
you want fucking Purdue? We just talked about Purdue and how Ohio State can't fucking play against Purdue.
Yeah.
I'll take Illinois.
Take Illinois.
Or Northwestern.
Plus, you know what that would guarantee? And that's a fun little rivalry, the Illbuck.
The Illibuck. Yeah, the fucking wooden turtle.
So then
let's do that. And then fucking Isaiah Juice Williams in 2007. I was at that game, by the way.
Played in a Rose Bowl against
I was at that game.
Juice? Yeah, Illinois, right?
Yeah, the 2007 national championship year.
That's title. That's pulling up some people.
That Juice Williams ran the same play 7 times in a row, and Tress was like, "No, we got it.
We got it.
And we didn't fucking have it, and we lost." Yeah, I was there. But I digress.
I say we make it even more fun. I say we fucking get rid of Indiana, and then we take.
Well, I mean,
Minnesota.
That's fine. I take Minnesota, but Minnesota, Wisconsin is a pretty big deal.
Oh yeah, you're right. You gotta keep that.
Can we trade like Illinois for like Alabama?
No.
Is that possible?
No.
Or like Florida?
No. The better off. No, actually,
can we just start crossing stuff? If we're gonna do it, let's do it right.
If that's where your brain is going, you get rid of Rutgers and Maryland, and you bring in a Boston College.
Boston College, yeah.
You bring in a Pitt.
Yeah, let's do that.
Right, because Penn State, you bring in a Notre Dame.
That's what I was going to say.
No, Notre Dame's never doing it. They're never going to do it.
Because fucking Catholics, okay, and they're
bringing NBC, Cincinnati. NBC, right? Isn't there
fucking players?
Who do they have their...
NBC.
You bring in a Cincinnati.
But yeah, if you're talking... Yeah, you bring in a UC, okay?
Bring in
you can't spell suck without UC. All right, let's roll. All right. But no, you bring in, a Notre Dame, Boston College. No, a Boston College.
Boston College. I like Boston College.
A Pitt? You know what? I feel like that's kind of a lateral move, though. You bring like a Rutgers or a... Because whoever you bring in... Like, look, Rutgers was fucking good in the Big East.
No, they weren't.
Graziano.
Yeah, 9 years ago.
Okay.
Cincinnati
was
good in the Big
East. 6 years ago.
Okay, what's fucking Boston College done lately?
They're number 17 in the country right now.
In the Big East.
Okay.
Wait, are they the Big East?
Or whatever
the
Big East.
I'm sorry.
The ACC or the AAC.
I'm sorry. A 7-2 team is not good enough to exchange for a fucking 1-8 team in Rutgers. I'm not even going to grant them the fucking S, okay? It's just a Rutgers.
I'm just saying you...
You're just there to pick up New York
people. They don't even bring anything to the basketball conference. At least Maryland has a decent basketball fucking program.
It's New York fans. They just
want
to watch the Big Ten.
They want the New York market. That's all it is. And they're not even there in Piscataway, New Jersey. Where the fuck even is Piscataway? What even is that?
My friend Katrina...
But anyway, so if we redistrict the Big Ten, we can't talk about, like, all that other shit. But if we redistrict the Big Ten...
Yeah.
No, I think realistically, I think Penn State for Illinois is a good move.
I like that.
To balance things out because Penn State's good.
And Illinois has flashes of.
I mean, they went in 2007. We had that conversation. They went to the Rose Bowl in what 2000 or 99 or whatever. Well, I mean, it's not like it was recent, but it was within the last 20
recent
years.
Enough.
Juice Williams' team went to that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was like 2005.
Yeah, that was 2007. By the way, I just talked about it because they beat Ohio State. At night, in the shoe.
His first name was actually Juice.
No, it was Isaiah.
Isaiah
Williams. But Juice is way cooler.
Way cooler.
Yeah, especially if your first name is Orenthal.
All right.
Easy.
We don't want to talk about murderers here. Mm. But, I mean, we can.
We can. Fuck it, let's do it live.
We'll do it live.
I was going to ask you, you just got a Bumble thing.
Oh, I got a Bumble.
What's up with your...
What's up with my love life?
How's the Bumble game?
It's not, man. Like, I'm just so focused at work right now.
Focused on the career?
Seriously, I'm like so career driven. I just got a raise at work.
Good job, buddy.
So that's awesome. I'm also... there was an opportunity potential for me to move to a different store that has since passed, so I'm not gonna have to deal with that anymore, which is totally awesome. And I'm gonna be in Bell Fountain, and I'm just gonna keep kicking ass. And
taking names.
Yeah.
I kind of hope.
I don't really take names. I pretty much just kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all bubble gum. Whatever. Hey,
double bubble.
I kind of hope
big
I
league?
Get this job.
The double. I like big league.
And then you got. Office,
yeah. So
right?
yeah,
right?
kind of technically, I
full time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had the interview. I got the job.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
Yes.
Passed my physical and everything. Now it's just I'm on the waiting list to get called. Now that could take 3 weeks. Or it could take 6 months.
Yeah. So.
That will be at either East Liberty, Anna, or Marysville.
Okay.
Yeah, much better than where you are now. Obviously.
Mm-hmm. You're the transmission.
Yeah. Well, it'll be full time.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I'm at the transmission.
That's
plan.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I would
same hours or like same working hours, like first.
No, I'll be B shift.
Okay.
So, but I'm kind of thinking, you know.
But you get benefits and all that other good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
The rest
plus,
of
it's
fuck.
It's,
that's what you want.
Hell
like
yeah.
Like my healthcare.
It's $3 more an hour.
$3
almost
more
$3
hour,
more an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, Anna, yeah, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but, you know, I could fucking live in Tip City.
You could live in Dayton.
No, I ain't driving that far.
It's like 45 minutes.
James lives in Dayton.
I live in Dayton and work in Sydney, dude. Anna's like,
dude, all right, what? You moved to Dayton?
10 minutes north?
James lives in Dayton, John and Sarah. What do I have left here?
I
might as well move to Dayton.
I mean like Vandalia. Not Dayton, but like Vandalia.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I would rather do like...
I mean, Tip City makes sense.
Your sister lives there.
Yeah.
So you got
family. But I would do like a Piqua, Troy, Tip City range.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to...
Plus, you know, like, I don't
well,
like...
Well, an extra 10 for 20 minutes, like, I get it. Especially like 15, 20 minutes. It really is.
Yeah. And we have store... I mean, we have a store in Piqua, Troy, and we're getting ready to open one in Sydney. So, I mean, then you could just shop there instead of, you know...
Or you just Craigslist stuff like normal people.
Or you
can shut your mouth, James. I have a job, all right?
I got a job, too. It's called making money.
It's just money.
This is how I look at it. I've been out of active duty military service for a year and 5 months now. I think I'm done pretty well for myself.
Yeah, so. Man. Yeah, you totally have.
It's been longer than expected, but I'm kind of fucking adulting a little bit.
Dude, what are you, 30?
Just turned. Yeah, just turned.
It's about damn time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
grab ass in the Air Force for 7 years.
Sure.
I do it once a month.
I mean, no one here is 20, so.
I mean, I'm almost 32.
What the fuck happened?
We got old, man.
A lot of partying.
A lot of partying.
I make some time.
The amount of alcohol I've drank in the past, since I graduated high school, 10 years? Would make anybody's head.
Just even 10 years since I've been legal. Since I've been 21.
I remember the first conversation I've ever had with you, AJ.
Oh, yeah?
I do.
Go on.
Yeah, I was a sophomore.
You were like 2 years old, man.
Probably.
I was a sophomore.
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, college?
Jesus. You were a senior. That would be right.
That's correct, yep.
And it was a student section. I was hanging out with Zach Brown.
Football game?
No, basketball game.
Zach Brown band?
No, not the band.
No, we're not that cool.
Just Zach Brown.
Just the regular one.
Non-famous. We were standing kind of next to each other, and he turned to me and he went, "Hey man, my name's Adam. What's your name?" I went, "Oh, like my name's Derek." And he went, "Cool, bro." I was like, "You went real quick. I get real hyped during these basketball games."
I watch out.
But the way you're explaining it, I caught myself like hand on the hips, like nodding, eyebrows up, like, all right.
Do I need to like block a punch by accident?
Yeah, you're like, might get me involved, might push you away. I was like, either way, no offense. And I'm like, all right, cool, bro.
I'm just here.
And that was the last time we spoke.
That's until about 2 years ago.
2 years. Yeah. 2.5 years.
Because to be perfectly fair, I never realized that we ever met each other until about 2 years ago. So here we are. But that does sound like me.
And now we're doing a podcast.
Hands on hips.
You're very polite.
I got the eyebrows up. Of course I was polite.
Yeah, you're very polite.
And then so who were we playing?
Oh, I don't remember.
I want,
might even been a women's basketball game.
I want to say it was Indian Lake just because
probably.
I hate Indian Lake basketball. As a chieftain.
But I feel like we were the only ones, like, not
and then,
dressed up. You were just...
Well, because I was in pet band.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, there's that, right?
Yeah. So this is really just turning into, like, a nostalgia podcast.
I mean, it's been fun, though.
That's right? Okay. We'll do that.
Okay, so...
I mean, all 7 people know what we're talking about.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, the first one is on YouTube, and I'm going to see, like... If I get 30, I'm going to be like, yippee!
Some guy from Singapore is like, the fuck is Indian Lake?
Yeah, what's Indian Lake?
Right?
Who's that Brown?
It just got a million Google lookups.
I mean, really, how long do we want this to go? As long as
I think like
forever?
45 an hour.
Okay. So where are we at?
We're at 33.
Okay.
30?
You had some questions on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, right? We did have questions.
Yeah, I did.
Let's answer some questions.
By the way, a little shameless plug. If you're listening to this and don't follow me on Instagram, @TheRealDerekAlexander on Instagram.
@Cherry_Coke_
I deleted my Instagram 5 days ago.
And James is Mexican, so he doesn't understand technology.
Not a Mexican, though.
I got this question.
There's a zero racism policy on this show.
Zero. I promise. Zero. It's like negative.
You know, we haven't said the words we didn't want to say yet so far, so we're doing well.
I've been thinking about it for a long time.
So have I.
I got notes. Don't say this.
All right, we got some questions. Derek, we're doing it live.
This gets confusing, this... I can understand how this gets confusing. Very simple.
Sure.
Are flannel and plaid the same or different?
Who's it by? Who's the question?
Yeah, who
is it by? Somebody named M. Sadler. Right.
M. Sadler.
This was for you.
Probably Milo. Probably Milo Sadler.
No.
Eric Alex Sadler.
Mm-mm.
Anyway. Focus. Plaid and flannel.
Look the same.
Is the debate if they're the same or not? I think we talked about this earlier.
Very simple.
Right?
Flannel is the material.
Flannel's a material.
Plaid is the pattern.
Plaid's a pattern.
I think that's
on. Because you can have flannel sheets.
That aren't.
And when I was a kid, I had flannel sheets.
They're just warm and toasty.
That were, well, I mean, they were, you know, like Ducks Unlimited or whatever.
Gotcha.
You know, like the...
Gotcha.
Actually,
I don't.
Was it Bass Pro Shop or whatever?
Ah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, there's like a brand, but it's flannel. It's a...
Yeah, the material.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like down.
But plaid, it's obviously a pattern, like...
You get a plaid silk.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. You know,
vibrate.
Come on, dude.
Be a professional.
This is not your first rodeo. Yeah. Wait a minute.
You
yes, it
the...
is.
All right. You know what? We're not... Sorry. I didn't put my phone on mute. I didn't expect to text me in the middle of a podcast.
It's all of our fans.
What makes a podcast interesting to y'all?
Oh.
Wait. They said y'all, right?
To y'all.
Is there apostrophe?
Yeah, they released
Florence, y'all.
As long as they spelled it right.
It's like Florence, y'all. Interesting podcast. I mean, I listen to plenty.
I listen to all kinds of Joe Rogan, Frederick Kidd.
There's Sarah Spain. She's a sports writer.
I thought
Chicago.
You were about to say Palin and got
No. She's got.
Start questioning.
Chico's gonna flip my freaking table.
Okay with whatever.
She has a podcast called That's What She Said. It's really good. She's really good. I mean, I really like Sarah Spain. I mean, for me, I mean, an interesting podcast is just, you know.
Well, because you kind of dabble
information.
In
insightful conversation,
you know, information or whatever.
You dabble in broadcasting yourself a little bit.
Well, I mean, I work part time at the radio station here in Bell Fountain.
Sure.
So I mean, it's easy for me to just talk.
Yeah.
It's really easy for me to just talk into a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get me wrong, I heavily enjoy it, whether I'm live or whether I'm recorded or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's not rambling on about nothing,
mm-hmm.
and it's connecting with your audience and understanding what they want to hear, but also branching out and reaching, you know, new people as well.
Yeah.
So when I'm on the radio, like, I try to say things. Obviously, it's classic rock is what we play. So, you know, we're gonna bring in a very specific crowd, but I try to branch out a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're listening for that type of music, okay, cool. You might hear a little bit about something else that maybe you wouldn't have heard of before, and that's what I bring to the table, and that's what I try to do.
I wanted
to
do this,
real, you know.
You know, I'm a huge stand-up comedy fan. Most of my podcasts are comedy-related. I dabbled a bit before I joined the Air Force in stand-up comedy. Didn't go as planned.
Oh, did you get booed off stage?
I didn't get booed off stage. I got deafening silenced off stage.
Oh, did you get lettuce thrown at you?
No,
that sucks.
What about squids?
Would have been a lot cooler.
Nothing was thrown at me.
That sucks. Then you weren't bad enough.
It wasn't bad. Well, no, they just looked at me like,
okay.
Oh, punchline.
Oh.
Not funny.
Okay. Did you have a stage name?
No.
Oh, that's
so you were just.
I just did a couple open mic nights in down near campus, like circa 2008. So, yeah, it's not like I was like, yeah, I didn't do. I didn't meet Gary Owen. Do you know the comedian Gary Owen?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've heard the name.
Yeah.
I feel like if I saw him, I'd know him.
He, I don't even remember. He's an actor. He's been on a few shows.
Sure. Anyway.
But
yes.
I just like
yes.
a lot of my podcasts
yes.
are comedy related. I've always wanted to do comedy type podcasts. I've always wanted to be involved in comedy. But I like the ones that like, I want this podcast to eventually be like, yeah, we can talk about funny stuff. Or we can get real deep. Talk about serious stuff. I want it to be like...
Like how birds aren't real.
All right. That's a good turn.
I mean...
That was for you, Adam. Anyway, keep going.
I just want this to be like...
Keep going.
Like what we're doing right now. Coming over, hanging out,
it's
talking.
Multidexterous.
That's going to be the name. Episode 1 is going to be called Multidexterous.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Talking down.
That's perfect.
Save it.
Yeah.
Already got it written down.
No, birds are totally
caps,
real.
In caps.
First of all, birds are totally real, and they're fucking terrifying.
I mean, I've shot a couple, so I know they're real.
I've shot 3 birds in my life, and I'm absolutely terrified of birds. I agree with you.
Yeah. I just think it's something, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care about, like, I don't want this to be something like, if we do it and it's well enough and I make some type of money.
We make
out of it.
Some money out of this. Let's
fucking
go.
Fucking cool. If
what
I have
if we don't?
50 people to fucking listen to.
Oh, we will.
YouTube
don't
record?
You worry about that. That's why I'm here.
That's why we got
not because you're my friends, because I want to make money.
James is here. Make sure he doesn't do anything if there's nothing in it for him. That's true.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm a straight shooter.
Fuck the fact that I've known you since middle school. Nah, money.
Yeah,
I love you guys.
It's true.
But yeah, so that's kind of what it's just. It's a cool. I think it's just a cool thing to do. And I spent. $80 on this mic.
I do like the mic. I was about to ask about it. I do like it.
Yeah, I got it like 3 years ago.
And really?
Yeah, I just... Well, when I was stationed in New Mexico, like... We did podcasts before, and then like I would listen to it the next day, and it was like 8 people around a table, everybody's talking over each other, we're all hammered, and I'm just like, this sounds terrible. Plus, nobody really wanted to commit to do it.
Sure,
8 people's a lot. Yeah.
Well, we're committed to this.
We're committed to it.
I'm fully committed.
So, what other questions do we have?
Let's see.
So, good podcast, relatively committed.
Okay.
Interesting.
Good answers.
Yep.
Our friend. Sarah Weiss.
Oh, Sarah Frank. Mrs.
Sarah,
Frank.
Sarah Frank.
Mrs. Yeah. Frank.
The former
she
Weiss.
Asked, the former Weiss. She the asked, Weiss. What does the fox say?
That what?
No.
Oh, Sarah. Why?
Ask Bob.
What is, what, ask yeah, Bob. There you go. Ask Bob. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
Oh, two-parter. Ooh, two-parter. Right. Okay, that's the last time we'll ever do the Fox thing.
Yeah. Moving on. So, Sarah Frank, good job. You got on. Never ask that question again. I'm going to come out. She asked, best Lord of the Rings movie.
Oh.
Now I'll let you two take this one.
Oh.
And unpopular opinion, I don't like the Lord of the Rings.
Oh. Yeah, you know, that's fine. You don't have to.
You don't have to like anything.
I'm not going
to
get on you. See, I've never seen, what is it, Game of Thrones?
That's good.
I've never seen it. But, like, I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan. And I'm going to come out right, and I'm going to say it's the second one. It's the Two Towers.
I just like that battle.
It's the fucking battle at Helm's Deep. That's what it is. And Legolas fucking jumps on that shield and fucking rides down those stairs with his goddamn bow and arrow like bam, 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 bitches. I actually had, for real, in high school, I had an email. It was Legolas_shieldrider@hotmail.com.
What?
I'm not kidding you. Based on that scene in the movie. So the battle at Helm's Deep. Yeah, that is the quintessential. That is it. That's the one. It's the Two Towers. The best Lord of the Rings movie.
I just like it because of this. fuck, what's his name? I can't remember.
Well, the third one.
Gandalf.
Starts, yeah, Gandalf.
Gandalf. Gandalf.
He comes back as Gandalf the White.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, because he fought. I can't remember. Yeah.
The Balrog.
Mm-hmm. For like 3 days.
The Bal. Is that what it is? What
does Balrog?
That big fucking monster. That big fucking demon.
And he says. Look for my coming on the 5th day.
And that's right. That's
look
right.
Look to the light.
Fucking rolls,
and he just shows
he
up.
Fucking rolls.
Shows
that,
up.
That, you know, that might even be the third movie. I don't even know. But either way. Wait, what?
I got distracted for a second.
Oh!
Should have went for two.
Well, they won by one.
They won by.
No, so it wouldn't
they
have
won
fallen.
By one.
They won by four.
No, I thought it was 47 to 48.
It was
48.
41, 40, but they missed that extra
48,
point.
48, 42, wasn't it? Isn't that what it just said?
No, it was 48, 47.
Oh, should have went for two. Should have went for two, baby.
Two.
Whatever. Or
dude,
not.
That dude is
or
not.
Or don't miss the extra point.
Don't
fuck
miss
it. Can't lose if you don't try, James. Can't
yeah,
lose if you don't try.
Kick him from
yeah,
two,
no.
Not kicking
so,
from
so yeah, yeah. Two Towers, definitely the best Lord of the Rings movie.
Hands down.
It's great. I mean, because it's the transition. The first one, it's all the setup, right?
Yeah.
The third one, Frodo's just a bitch. And you know it's going to end. But the second one, you're like, okay, there's the transition.
Yeah. It's the Dark Knight.
I know it's not going to end. And I already know what's established, so you know it's going to be mostly action.
That's why the Dark Knight's the best of the
exactly, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And then the last
wham,
question,
wham, wham, bam. Please don't. Please
the
don't.
Last question is, how big is your cock?
Oh,
somebody asked that.
Somebody asked.
Not going to answer
how
that.
How big is your cock? Well, I have a. Actually, I will answer that. So, I do have chickens at home.
Oh.
Right.
You do?
You got a rooster?
I have a rooster at home. Yeah.
How big is your rooster?
It's a nice little cock. Right?
Nice.
He's about 2 feet tall. So wow. There you go. Actually, that's not true because I'm deathly terrified of birds.
2 feet? That's a big fucking...
That's a big fucking rooster.
That's a big fucking
yeah,
cock.
Fuck birds. Oh, and whoever you are, don't ever ask us a question again.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
Partially
unless you're, unless you're
partially
a very attractive female and you want to go out, then...
The person is a female.
Oh, well, hold on.
Wait. She's cute. Retract my statement.
Well, then how much of a lie do I need to tell for her to...
Well, that person.
Like I just said, I got a 2 foot.
Mexico.
I got a 2 foot cock. What are we talking about? All right, here we are.
Baby's heart, oh, arm, what an apple.
There you go.
That was the last
all right.
question.
That was the last instant question.
don't know. Is there anything else? We're at 45 minutes.
Well, do you wanna finish off with?
Yeah, let's do that.
Derek's.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were gonna say shots.
Oh, we can do shots.
Oh, yeah, let's do a shot.
Real quick.
No, that's how we end it.
That's how we're actually.
End with a shot.
What are we drinking right now?
So right now I am drinking a. I have a beer at the moment.
Yeah.
It's a Michelob Amberbach. It's a beer that I really fell in love with. Probably about 10 years ago, a friend of mine introduced me to it. It pairs very well with the medium rare porterhouse. So
I like how you.
I'm just.
That's classy.
You fucking as fake pompous. Fuck. Like, oh, let me tell you about this.
I'm serious.
18 years.
Excuse
scars.
Me.
I know you're. But it's just funny. Like,
I'm serious.
I'm actually drinking a Busch Light. Now, what Busch Light?
In a bottle.
In a bottle. Okay. Calm down.
First of all.
Calm down.
No, but
it's not
some like massively different. Expensive beer. It's just it's Michelob, but it's a darker beer.
I do like that beer.
And the reason that I did buy this is because Kroger didn't have any Killians. So
wow. How
dare they?
And I wanted a darker. Wow. But I didn't want something super dark, and I don't like IPAs. So that's what I've got. And then I bought a bottle of rum, which is just very good. I love it. But we've got something else.
By the way, we are not sponsored by anything.
No, we're not.
Just telling stuff that we like sponsors. To drink. So no sponsorship.
But we're trying to get sponsored.
So call us.
Yeah, so Jameson, if you're out there.
I mean,
I know you are out there. You're not listening.
I know you're listening. Sure.
yeah, they came out with this little 3-pack of... I guess I don't know how much is in there.
350.
These are 200 milliliters.
200 milliliter bottles. Yep, 200 one's milliliters. A regular Jameson. One is, and then the other two are the Castmates.
Yep.
That actually, what I might do, I'm gonna put this on YouTube, and I might just make that the cover photo.
That might be good. Yeah.
Make sure we don't get sued.
So
we won't.
I'm not liable.
Yeah.
Well, your picture won't be on it, so it's fine.
You better not be.
Yeah.
And voice recognition.
I'm also drinking
it's
right
not
now.
Not that good yet.
Tis the season. It's my favorite season for beer. This whole
Samuel?
From. Yeah, Sam Adams Winter Lager.
God, I do love Samuel Adams.
Damn it, do I love it.
It's damn good. It's damn tasty.
Yeah.
It's locked in.
October.
Look at that, dude.
Yeah, it's
that.
In there.
You could have won with that full force.
October to just after Christmas is
okay.
My favorite. Because have you ever had Sam Adams Cold Snap?
Yes.
Woo!
You've told me about
very
it.
Very good.
I haven't had it. Yeah.
James, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Beef Eater.
He's got
the finest of the finest gins under $20.
There you go.
It's really good.
It's
actually,
so good.
A fifth of Beef Eater. What was it? $16.
Yeah, like $16.
It used to
Beef
be like
Eater's
30.
Good.
Dude, it's so good.
What was that gin we had over at John's one time?
Hendrix.
No, it wasn't Hendrix. I took a picture of it.
Are you sure?
Plymouth.
Yeah, I promise.
Plymouth
you.
Is the best gin.
No.
By the way, that's what we want to make in martinis.
I've never had Plymouth. We'll have to try that.
It's like it's a little pricey, but
it was,
we'll have to try that.
Four PO.
Oh yeah, yeah. Watershed.
Oh,
Columbus.
Yeah, watershed.
Very good vodka. Very good vodka too. Very good vodka.
That's the one. All right.
Oh yeah, we're doing I guess what Derek's.
Yeah. So okay.
Yeah, Derek's. Yeah.
So we're gonna end the night with a segment that I came up with.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of fun. I don't know how long it's gonna last, but we're at least gonna do it for the first episode here, and it's gonna be called Derek's because I was actually doing some Google searching, and I found out that there are quite a few famous people named Derek.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Alexander here, we've got our Jameson. We're going to pick our whiskey.
I'm gonna take
traditional. That'll be mine.
Yeah, you can do that. I had the IPA one earlier.
And he's doing that one. Do you want to try this one, James? Yep.
You know what? Okay. You might as well.
Cool. So we've got our glasses here. We've
got
our
chugging
whiskey.
This, right?
Yeah, we're totally just chugging 200 milliliters of fucking 80 proof whiskey.
All right. As long as we're
doing it. Just throw it in the snifter and move along.
Yeah. Is that your shot?
Well,
that's a lot, James.
I was gonna say,
I'm just
sad. Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
You know what? You can't pour it back.
These glasses aren't dirty, by the way. They're just water spotted.
So anyway, I came up with this idea as an idea for a segment, but
fatal flaw.
For now, we're just gonna make it the closing segment. So we're gonna go with Derek's.
What's the first one I'm gonna do?
I pick a famous Derek that I'm comfortable with, and then Mr. Alexander here talks about him.
Okay.
And I think it's fitting.
Yeah.
Because of something that I think brought us together, you know, as friends, is the UFC.
Yeah.
We've done a what is it, the Fight Companion?
We did do that.
What's that guy I've never met?
His name's, I think...
Doesn't he own... Yeah, he doesn't he own the Indigenous Coffee Company?
Indigenous,
is that what it is?
Oh, Mr. Yeah.
Shout out to Braden Campbell, who I've known since
forever. My man.
Tomato soup.
Co-owner of a Native Coffee Company.
Hey,
looking for a sponsor. Anyway, yeah.
Very, very good coffee.
Yeah, so highly recommend. UFC has kind of, you know, brought us together. There's a fight tonight. But last week, we had a big fight, and you were at Drill.
I was at Drill.
And I was actually fortunate enough to be able to watch this fight between Daniel Cormier and our first famous Derek of the year, Derek Lewis.
Derek Lewis.
Give me a rundown of Derek Lewis.
My balls was hot Lewis.
Yeah, tell me why he took his pants off.
Yeah, he took his pants off. It was a... It would have been the Conor McGregor card.
That's correct.
He fought Alexander Volkov.
Oh, that was Volkov. That's right. That's right.
Was getting his ass kicked for most of the round. Let's be honest.
Let me see if it's the same.
I did way less than that.
It's the same.
But
I don't have that much.
Fifth round knocked him out, and then promptly. No, we're gonna do that at the end, silly goose. That's gonna be our cheers.
I was gonna take a sip, but okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I can't be a sissy. We grab that style for me. Thank you. Came back, fifth round, lost, or won, knocked the guy out.
USA.
Promptly took his shorts off. We're just standing there in his boxer briefs. Now, Derek Lewis, his actual nickname is the Black Beast. And that's because he has to cut to the heavyweight... max of 265. So he's a big...
He's less than 265?
Yeah, that's the max for heavyweight.
Max, wow.
So he probably walked around at 285.
Easily. Big man.
Easily. Probably 6'4", 6'3",
6'4". Yeah, he's a giant.
And he looks...
Heavyweight.
6'3", 6'3", 6'3".
Is he 6'3"?
That's what Wiki says.
Okay,
totally. I'm fact-checking you right now. All right,
fair enough.
He's our producer, so...
He's a producer.
Gotta do it. Someone's got to.
He, his nickname is the Black Beast. Heavyweight artist... heavyweight artist, knockout artist.
You're
big old heavy hands. He's knocked out guys like Travis Brown. I said Alexander Volkov. And he's one of the greatest personalities in the UFC right now. He's hot as far as like popularity goes. His balls are also hot. But is one of my favorite Derek's. He is one of my favorite Derek's. That was a good start.
Yeah, so that was Derek's Derek's.
That was Derek's Derek's. I guess that was a...
That was a one-hand clap, by the way.
That was definitely a one-hand clap.
Yeah.
Very proud of you for that. So, yeah, we're going to do Derek's Derek's every week. And I'm gonna get crafty. I'm going to make it easy for you to start, and then it's going to get exceedingly harder.
Google is not allowed, by the way.
Oh, no Google.
No Google.
No, not at all. This
is Google free.
I'll do some...
And I won't know who it is.
And that's okay.
Going into it.
And I might give you just like a piece of paper next week that says, you know, here's Derek, whoever. And, you know, you just kind
of... At the beginning of the podcast, I was like...
Spitball it or like whatever. But yeah, so that was Derek's Derek's. Super happy about that. James, glad you were here.
Hey, thanks
for having me. Yeah.
Good producer.
So,
proud of you.
Thank you guys for hanging out in the booth in apartment 7.
The booth in apartment 7.
The booth.
Be Bothered podcast. This is the first of hopefully many. We're going to do the shot. Follow me on Instagram at the real Derek Alexander.
Nine more seasons. Let's do it.
Faust in the house.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.